Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX Living. Hello, I'm Glynis Crook. Tourism is big business, contributing billions of dollars each year to economies across Africa, and it's growing exponentially. But it also has a negative impact on the environment. So how seriously is the industry taking this? I spoke to Sales Director Penny Fraser and Marketing Manager Olivia Gradridge at the World Travel Market Africa, currently underway at the Cape Town Convention Centre.
For Africa, it's really important to protect not only our safari and our conservation, but also our communities. It's such a vast piece of land. There's so many different tribes and smaller communities that we're trying to protect, as well as the nature that we have on the continent. And it's important as an industry to realize the impact that we make as we travel into these places. But without tourism, where can we find that funding that we can actually make sure that this land and communities are supported? So we have to work hand in hand in making sure that our footprint as an industry truly makes a difference when we're traveling, to ensure that that impact is positive rather than negative. And it really can be very positive.
You mentioned protecting the community, but also it's about creating awareness, possibly not only for the tourists, but for the community as well.
Yeah, so I think that a lot of our properties, as in lodges and hotels within South Africa, through providing job opportunities and employment through the, like Olivia says, through the revenue that the travelers bring, when we employ them and offer them work and positions, we are educating them and teaching them that we need to leave the world as a better place, you know, than leave it better than when we arrived, so to speak.
Tourism is very important for Africa. It contributes a lot to the GDP on the continent. Do you see this kind of ecotourism getting bigger over the years, more emphasis on it?
Yes, I definitely think there's a massive drive within the tourism community in general through various, not just, you know, greening, and but becoming more paperless, pushing through. I mean, for our conference in particular, we've encouraged people not to use any paper, not to print business cards, and to rather use our app where you can scan delegates' details.
There's definitely been a massive interest from the industry to make these changes, and partners have come forward. Year on year, we're seeing more and more partners more interested in driving that message to the industry. Our Sustainability Village, for example, started last year, and the interest in being in that space to push that message is huge, and the drive and interest from the industry to interact has definitely grown.
Because tourism, generally speaking, is a big creator of greenhouse gases across the world, Africa, here in South Africa. How are people trying to, within the industry, trying to change that? I mean, I believe one night in a hotel room even creates something like 30 kilograms of CO2.
I think one of the ways is certainly through a lot of our lodges and properties that we work with are starting to have electric game drive vehicles. A lot of the boat companies who are doing shark cage diving and various different boating activities are starting to use electric boats.
We also have a lot of partners that work with other companies where they're collecting plastics and they're collecting waste in their lodges and then recreating products from that. So a lot of those properties across the continent are finding ways in which to offset that footprint.
Are there small things that companies can do?
There absolutely is, and this was one of our main drives on our show floor, is to encourage those partners to show what small things you can do. We have a pledge as well which encourages businesses to choose very easy, quick decisions that they can make, small changes they can make that are not super costly and have a large impact. Those things, as Penny mentioned earlier, include a small contribution to a reforestation project that takes place across the continent where they're replanting trees, and your R5 can make a huge difference to that forest. We have the support of a wine company, which Painted Wolves, for example, is every bottle of wine that's bought has a contribution to a wild dog conservation. And that project, for example, it just takes one bottle of wine to go towards that conservation.
Within businesses that operate across Africa, what are they doing to try and reduce their negative impact on the environment?
So just coming from, as an example, what a hotel may be doing is the hotels, it can be anything small, from having notes in the rooms where they will say, if you want your towel to be, or your linen or laundry or anything to be washed, leave it in the bath and we will know that we need to do it. Otherwise, don't. So it's saving, you know, the washing fluid, it's saving the energy of the washing machine, all those things. So from small little differences like that, that small properties can make, up to the bigger group hotels where they are installing solar panels, using grey water systems, recycling water. So I think it just depends on, you know, also the size of the business, but there definitely are small ways, like I say, from saving a tile to the bigger things like investing in solar panels. And then, of course, farm to table as well. You know, educating people on where you're actually getting your produce from is another initiative.
Thanks to Penny Fraser and Olivia Gradridge. And although the World Travel Market Africa is mostly business to business, individuals can attend. Doors close at 4 today. And that's it from me, Glenn Crook. Take care and goodbye. Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax Living.
For Galinda Moser, founder of Remax Living, life is all about people, their homes, the environment, and of course, music. Because of Galinda's passion for property, Remax Living has become the largest property office in Cape Town. When selling your home, email Galinda at remaxliving.co.za. As your trusted property partner, Remax Living is by far the best way to sell and buy real estate. Remax, the leaders in real estate.